Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Whiplash Talk. This is Carolyn, known as Sunshine, coming at you. It is a beautiful, beautiful day, and I've enjoyed the last 2 hours with Q. It has been so fun and so inspiring. It's so interesting how we as Source just align with what is being communicated. It's mind-blowing. It's so fun. I was working on the show notes this morning for Whiplash Talk, and I was like, what do we need to hear about today? And I just was writing down some notes, and then I would jump over and write down some notes for being inspired with Q for the next hour. And I was writing them down and listening to the shows, and we did homesteading, and then we did timelines. And then I just started laughing because the notes that I had written down, Q pounced right in the middle of what I wanted to talk about. And I am just laughing. I'm like, oh my goodness. I just love it when we all align, and the callers were aligning. Kelly was aligning. Everybody was aligning. And so it was really awesome. So I don't know even where to start, because I'm like, we talked about the stuff I wanted to talk about, but I think we're going to go deeper on being inspired with Q, and I've got some things I want to talk about on that show. But let's just start the things that are going on. We started this show, or I started this show, based on my walk through to ascension and the challenges, or I should say the opportunities that have presented themselves along the way. And so I just wanted to give you an update. I'm doing well this week. It's been an emotional week. I don't know what's going on with the energies. I'm not as in tune as some, and probably more in tune as others. I haven't really tapped into who I was back in the days, 2000, 4000, 6000, years ago. But I'm working on it. And so it's been an interesting week. I've done well, and then next thing you know, I've been really missing my mom these last couple of weeks, which has been interesting. I got a new kitten, and she is like fuego. She is on fire, and I'm like, she's such a sweet girl and so intelligent. She's tiny. When I got her, she was 1.6 pounds. And she is, I've tried to come up with a name for her, and so far nothing has stuck, but Fuegonista, is one that's sticking. But I think I may go with Edwina Scissorpaws and call her Winnie Pooh, because I am scratched from stem to stern. Right before I went on the air, she swiped my face, and I was bleeding from my chin, and not being mean, just being playful. And she's got the sharpest little claws on the planet, and so it's quite funny that I look like I've been through a little bit of a cat fight, which I have. But she is a sweetheart, and my other cat is learning to love and play with her, and so it's been a lot of fun. But she is definitely up on the battle scars. I am the one that's scarred, and she's the one that's winning the battle. So we rough house. I think I need to get kitty cat chainmail and protect myself. But she's a sweet girl, so intelligent, and she's a chatterbox. She's like, squeak, 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 squeak. And she's such a talker. So it's quite fun. I would love to know what she's saying. I keep asking her, what is your name? So far, Edwina Scissorpaws is sticking, and calling her Edwina or Winnie Pooh. So that's where I'm at right now. The week at work we are really growing in the jurisdiction that I'm at, and it's exciting, some of the things that are coming together, but it's also, it keeps me very busy. It's been a week, but it's good to be with you. I hope all of you have had beautiful weeks, and that you're growing in Source in you. And as we've talked about on the previous shows, and even on Inspired with Q, about how You know, we really focus on decreasing in our physical beings and increasing in our spiritual or source being, because quite honestly, it's the source that is source in us is the true us. So I wanted to focus today a little bit on, and kind of we'll kick it into Being Inspired with Q coming up in an hour, but I wanted to focus on what I'm really seeing and unfolding are how so deceitful entities have been to divide and conquer us here on the farm. Not only are we, as I would say, farm animals, and here as a science project, as on the human side of things, but how they have worked to pit us one against the other, to divide and conquer, so we have no power to stand back to back and fight against. So they've pitted religion against religion. They've pitted race against race, color of skin against color of skin, and, you know, socioeconomic status against socioeconomic status. They've pitted, it's just everything, even in sports. It's kind of funny, you know, sports is, you know, this team against that team, and it's just everywhere you turn. And the more that you become more in tune to it, the more you see it everywhere you turn. And in talking to Q and Mermaid and talking about the background that I came out of with the Christian background, being raised in a Christian household and coming up in the church, growing up in the church, it's really interesting because in Christianity, you're raised to believe that it's your way or the highway. It's, you know, if this is the way and these are the steps and this is how you will get into heaven, and you want to take as many people with you because you don't want them to burn in hell. And that's just Reader's Digest condensed version of what it is and how it was. And so, you know, your close friends, you know, you're wanting to bring them to church, and you want to make sure that, you know, that they're going to be in heaven when they pass. And even as I've talked about my mother previously, that was the one thing that helped me get through her passing, was that I believed that I would see her again in heaven, and that, you know, we'd be rocking and rolling up there and being, you know, two peas in a pod again. A lot of people would say the apple didn't fall far from the tree when it was from me and my mom. And even my sister, we would laugh about that, because as Q has talked about, that imprinting that you get, you know, we had characteristics and could finish each other's sentences, and certain things that we just had that were close. So I would just encourage you guys, whenever you're working on decreasing, giving power to that physical fleshly being, and you're working to increase and feed the source that is the true you, open your eyes and see with your source eyes. You know, I would say allow source to see through you and to bring to the forefront of what you're seeing, where we're being pitted against each other. Because that, we all know that is not going to help us get to where we need to go. And that is not true love, pure love that we want to walk in and want to be in and operate in. So I just wanted to encourage you guys. That was just an observation I made. And I thought, I really would like to share that with everybody else, because it's something I'm working on, to be more aware of the divide and conquer tactic against us, and how to counteract that, how to work against that, and to empower us to be, for the lack of better term, standing back to back in this war against humanity. Another thing I wanted to talk about, and Q pounced all over this. I was just like, literally, when he was talking about it, I'm like, yes, yes, that's exactly where I was going today. So I want to know, and I'm just encouraging you guys to feel into this, if this is something that you're interested in, just to kind of feel into this and figure out how this happened and how we can work together with Q, with Source, with Mermaid to help people that are unaware of what is going on in our world. So how did we go from pure hearts full of light? And as Q said, you know, we were a light planet and, you know, the dark prevailed and took over, you know, they warred and took over. So how did we go from that, that full of light and source, and we were all twin flames off of those sources as they divided and split and split and split and split and split? How did some give themselves over to the dark, or how were they taken over? Some would say maybe through meditation or whatever, but how did that all come about? And now we're at such a point to where religion that people trust and people put faith in and people believe in, and as Q says, you know, worship outside of themselves. I'm trying to get to a delicate conversation, a delicate topic, so I'm trying to be careful. But how did we get to the point to where something that was so deceitful but yet supposed to be so good end up right in the middle of child sacrifices, child trafficking, sex slaves for birthing, as I would say, air quote, livestock for harvesting adrenochrome, and human bodies for ritualistic sacrifice, and being used for science lab species for on and off planet science experiments, and governments agreeing to a certain percentage that could be farmed for that. Okay, that was pretty intense. But how did we get there? And how the ones of us that know about all of that, now that we're, I don't want to say enlightened, but now that we are in the know, how were we not in the know for so long? And how do we help others gently, as best we can, get up to speed so they don't fracture when all of this comes out? I don't have the answer. You're welcome to email me and give me your 2 cents worth on what you think, but really, really feel into how are we to keep our vibration levels up and focus on where we're going, but also focus on helping others look to go within, to empower their source within, and to strengthen their source within to be able to rise above some of just the pure, wicked evil that we find ourselves in. So I'm not gonna focus on the topics that I mentioned, but that is something I haven't figured out, because in order to talk about the topic, to bring enlightenment to people that are not enlightened, it gives power to the topic. And that's something that Q talks about as well. So I do know that sometimes the best thing to do is just to shine your light and to be light for those that can be drawn, that need the light and will be drawn to your light. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's just when it happens, just be light. And I used to laugh. I live in an area of the States where we have a bug that's called the June bug. And they are really drawn to lights. Like if you leave your porch light on and it's that time of year, you know, they'll get in your hair, they're just everywhere. And I'm like, I always think of that whenever I really want to decrease, step away from the false me to allow the true me to live through me, as Lucia Nicola Evans wrote that poem about. And so I always think about, you know, letting my light expand. And when I do that command that Q gave us about, I command my spirit to expand, I literally visualize like shockwaves of a circle around me, just outside of me, just letting that expand my body of light. And I just encourage you guys to focus on being light for people, because there are going to be some people that do kind of get caught in the crossfire, and we're in a battle. I mean, it's a light versus dark battle, and we win, and we're going in, and there are a lot of warriors out there, Q included. There are a lot of warriors out there that are really going to battle for us. And as we all know in battle, even in this battle that we physically are not aware of, we know that there are casualties that happen on both sides. And so I first want to say thank you to those that are battling on our behalf. And for those that were, I hate to say this word, but like taken out, thank you for coming back and signing up again and going out again, and or doing what you're doing now for humanity. I also was focusing on today in my notes. I want to ask you this, but I want to ask you guys if you've wondered about this. I've read in some places about artificial intelligence, and I remember when the Borg movie came out, you know, and I was like, I was married at the time, and to a particular person that was a real fan of the movie, and so we went and watched it when it first came out, and I literally didn't know what was happening to me. But when I walked out of there, I literally was at such a brisk pace that I was almost running to the car, literally had tears pouring down my face. And I was like, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. It was such an evil, wicked presence that I was sensing, and I didn't know what was happening, but I was like, I cannot be in this. I made it through the movie because I wanted to honor him, but I couldn't explain to him what was going on. He was spiritually aware enough. He didn't know what was going on either, but he was spiritually aware enough to know that I wasn't flaking out, that I seriously was sensing something. And so he was very kind, very, very gentle with me. But how is AI getting so much traction right now? And is this their last ditch, bottom of the ninth effort to take more humanity down the drain with them? Was this a rogue source, or is this a science experiment gone rogue? You know, I want to ask you a little bit more about it. You know, was this created to be, is this the source of the darkness that took over the planet? These are questions that I don't have answers to. I sense some things about it. But have you guys thought this too? Have you thought about, I don't like the updates on my phone. I don't like that at work that AI is trying to help me write my letter. I don't like any of that. I try not to allow it into my phone or into my computers. I'm not comfortable with it, and I dang sure don't want to be a seven of nines, if you know what I mean. I am like, no. She had a great body, but no, don't want to go there. So I'm wondering if anybody else had that experience. You're welcome to write into the radio station and send me a note. But I didn't get to thank BBS Radio for allowing me to be on their fabulous radio and TV station. So everybody, I just want to put it out there to BBS Radio, TV, and the Cole crew. You guys do such an amazing job. And with what's being put over your airwaves, I can't even imagine what you're doing behind the scenes to keep things up and running. I used to work for a radio station back when I was doing the Christian thing. It was a Christian radio station. And anytime we would bring on some new teacher that was really kind of cutting edge and really kind of fighting against darkness, our tower, I was in Alaska at the time, and our tower was out in the middle of nowhere. We were a 10,000 foot tower. And sure as God made little green apples, as we would have said back in the day, our tower would take a hit, it'd blow a fuse, and we'd be off. And sometimes if it was the middle of winter, we couldn't get out there and for 2 or 3 days. And so it'd knock us off air. And so I have a soft spot in my heart for people that do broadcasting, because when you're putting yourself out there and you're running programs that are like Q, when Q has all of the attacks against his show and against his equipment when he's trying to call in, it's legitimate. There's a scripture, I should ask you about this, sure, in the Bible, that said that the prince of the power of the air, talked about the prince of the power of the air. And whenever I was doing radio, I read that and I was like, what? And it was like, oh my goodness, because as you guys know, I talked about it on my show probably months ago now. I talked about how, you know, the airwaves go through your home. The airwaves go through everything. Just because there's an actual station or actual equipment or actual people operating that, the airwaves are the airwaves, and they're constantly going in and out. And so not only are we being hit with all those airwaves, we are also, even if you're not tuning into a certain station, those frequencies are still out there, and we are a frequency being. And then I've also talked about music and how music transcends language, because music is universal. You don't have to understand the words to understand the frequency or the love or the pain or the anger or the frustration that comes through in music, or the harmony and the peace or the dissonance when they play, you know, minor chords, or when they play something that's a little clashing and then it resolves. And people sense that. People know that. I don't have to speak German to understand a German piece of music. And someone in Germany, my friends over in Germany or over in Greece, they don't have to understand the English words of a song that was written over here in the States, for instance. They can just understand the vibrational energies from that song. And so I look at the airwaves as that as well. Airwaves, they go out. And it's kind of fun how they'll skip. We were an AM station up in Alaska, and we would skip, the signal would skip, and we would get requests for confirmation. We were in Alaska, and we would get requests from people over in Sweden, saying, you know, giving us it was cassette tapes at the time, giving us a cassette tape asking us to confirm, you know, our top of the hour identifier, saying who we were. And they would ask us to confirm that, and we would send that back to them and say, yes, that is us. You did pick us up at that time. So just be aware that this AI thing is, I don't get peace about it. I kind of get that Borg energy, that Borg feeling that I had when I wanted to flat out sprint out of the movie theater as fast as I could. And I'm just wondering, you know, are you guys sensing that too? Are you guys just like, oh yeah, I'll just update my phone and I'll just let it, you know, dictate this or do that or tell me, hey, maybe you would like to read this article or hey, you shopped for this. This is something that should be on your shopping list. And oh, I don't like that. So I just kind of wanted to mention that and tell you where I was with that. I know I'm jumping all over, but that's kind of what whiplash talk is about for me. It's like, what am I dealing with and what am I going through and how am I doing on swimming through mud on my way to ascension? And this is where I'm at. This is what I'm dealing with. And how do you do a radio show and how do you work when people use your cell phone? How do you do that but still stay at a higher vibration? I don't know. I don't know. So I'm working on that. We talked about Q on the last show. Oh my goodness, it was so good. He was talking about Ben Fulford and about one of his publications that he had. And he was talking about the scripture in Matthew that talked about the temple and, you know, Jesus going in and turning over the tables of the money changers, et cetera, and so forth. And it was talking, I wish I'd had a Bible in here. I need to go find one, but I wish I had a Bible in here and I could read that again. But he was talking about how does that align with today? Does that sound familiar to you guys? And I was laughing because I was like, oh my goodness, this is kind of aligning with another thing that I wanted to talk about. And he was saying, you know, it kind of aligns with homesteading and about what we're doing and how we're having to go into the temple, basically, as my translation, going into the temple and saying, hey, you money changers, you know, give me my deed. You know, back the bus up and give me my deed. You guys have overstepped your bounds. You're taxing us on taxes and taxes and taxes, and you're saying that I don't own my land when this is my land. And so anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting. That's just my 2 cents worth. Don't put too much into like owning the land kind of thing. But you know, he's talking about COVID and adrenochrome, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that is exactly where I was going, and all of the things that were thrown against us and the evil that was turned over, the tables that were turned over in the temple. And I'm like, that is so good. And he was talking about focusing on your light coming through versus, well, not versus, but through your peaceful living. The way to get above this and to get on top of some of the evil that's out there is to focus on your peaceful living. Your light comes through us, through peaceful living. And so homesteading is the foundation or the foundation stone for us to build upon that. If we can be peaceful on our homestead, we have water, we have land, we have whatever we like to eat, whether it be vegetables or vegetables and animals or vegetables and animals' eggs or whatever it is that you enjoy and feel led to eat. Being able to be peaceful and have a peaceful place to live is kind of the foundation of where Q is leading all of us to go and to focus. So I thought, wow, it was really interesting. I literally was laughing like giddy laughing, not laughing like, haha, whatever. I was literally laughing giddily because I was just like, oh my goodness, Q, thank you. Thank you for confirming that we need to talk some more about this on being inspired with Q. And last when we talked about with Mermaid, she talked about how they visited a church and how the people that invited her had such beautiful light within them and about how that just that one little piece that was just like a puzzle piece that was just turned just a little bit wrong. It just hadn't snapped into place yet about how they, at the very end, you know, were praying to God, praying to Jesus in Jesus' name, And she was just like, oh, that just that one thing. And they, you know, weren't going within. And that's something I can totally relate to, because that's been programming in my life since I was little, in single digits. So I totally get that. And Q and Mermaid have talked about how on Being Inspired with Q, or possibly even on my show, I don't know how it's going to work or how we're going to naturally make this blend, but talking about Q says that he's an expert in all of the dark arts, all of the different religions and dark arts that have been used against us to draw us away from going within and seeking source within. And so I wanted to talk to him. We've got the Jewish people, we've got the Jewish faith, but we also have some interesting stuff that came up a while back, but about Zionist sacrifices and what happens to the sacrifices after they're done, and all of that, and you know, who owns all of the meat processing plants and what is in ground meat, ground, you know, sausage, that kind of thing. And I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know on the physical realm. I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but we all sense to watch what we eat. And that just kind of breaks my heart. But I do know that we are winning the war. And I do know that Q has such a warrior spirit in him as far as protecting and fighting for us and fighting for this planet. And I believe that this ascension process is going to be the one that we truly end up making it to a level with a great number of people. So we'll leave it at that, and then we'll pick up some stuff on Being Inspired with Q at the top of the hour. And we'll just be led by which way Q and Mermaid want to go, and we'll just open up the topic, and that's usually how it flows. But if you're interested, stay tuned at 3, and we'll continue on to some of these conversations. I wanted to pitch it out there to you guys about when you're raised and as I was, I can only speak for myself, but when I was raised in the Christian church, you know, crystals were like some evil voodoo weirdness, and, you know, essential oils were like, what? That's kind of weird. You know, don't you just go to the doctor and get your prescription? You know, big pharma, what's that? You know, that's just what you do. And then organites, oh my goodness, I've never heard of organites. What in the world is organites? And so I thought, okay, I've been doing a lot of studying, and I've really been very receptive to essential oils for a long time, because those, you know, you can see where they would benefit and how they could help. And Bill actually was very knowledgeable of essential oils. And I thought, you know, if we as energy can feel the energy nature, you know, it is as with all things, when intentions are good, then it's good to lean into that. So if you lean into crystals and the energy that is within them, I understand that, you know, people say that, you know, you need to clean your crystals, you need to clean the energy, you need to recharge your crystals and that kind of thing. What are y'all's thoughts on that? Because I know from my background that there are some confusing things out there. And are crystals good, or are crystals like neutral, and they pick up the energy of who they're with, or they pick up the energy of what they're fed? What do you think? Or if your intentions are good, then it's good to lean into them, Or do you have to be careful, as we do with meditation, like Q has said, you know, be careful when you meditate. You know, be careful, because if you're going outside of yourself, you know, you're risking being hijacked. So those are my questions to you guys. What do you guys do? Do you need to be careful to embrace the energy and not worship the objects as tools? Or the objects and tools, excuse me. Because in Christianity and Catholicism and in a lot of other religions, and Q would be more the expert on the multiple religions, but in the ones that I am aware of and that I know, you know, you've got crosses that people, I mean, it crosses over into a worship thing. And, you know, you worship the priest in the Catholic Church, you kiss their hand, you kiss their ring. And it gets to a point to where you've crossed over into following the religion, into worshiping the objects and the idols of the religion. And it's just, it goes back to that divide and conquer and that so subtle tweak where they have, you do want to use source within you, but then when you step outside of that, you end up in a mess. And I would share with Bill during the last couple of years when we would talk about Donald Trump, that people had crossed over from Donald Trump just being a powerful businessman to worshiping Donald Trump. And Donald Trump had become such a focal point for people that they were not seeing the forest for all the trees, and that they were so focused on Donald Trump is the answer that they took their eyes off of the source within them is the answer. And so I thought, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was looking at, okay, well, if we look at source and we look at the definitions of, okay, so what are the energies? What is an organite? That was a word I didn't even understand. I'm like, what is an organite pyramid? Well, freaky to me, because being a Christian, I'm like, oh, that's kind of freaky, because, you know, you're worshiping a pyramid. Ooh, you know, that kind of thing. But then if you kind of an AI overview, which is freaky in itself, right? It says that an organite pyramid is a pyramid-shaped object made of crystals, metal, and resin that is said to absorb negative energy and convert it into positive energy. And it's said to balance the body's energy flow, promote psychological growth, and create a peaceful, positive environment. Well, shoot, that sounds amazing, right? But I'm like, okay, but isn't that going outside? So where do we draw the line in the natural things that are on this earth? For instance, you know, crystals, metal. Okay, here's an example. I do electroculture whenever I grow my garden. And so in all of my gardens, I have copper to pull the energy out of the air and draw it into the ground to give power and energy to the plants that I'm growing. But I don't worship it, and I don't, you know, put antennas in my house. I just do it to give more energy to the plants I'm growing. So where is it that you draw the line between having crystals or having metal and having things that you enjoy because they're pretty or that they do have healing powers, and where does it cross the line into being something that you're worshiping? That's my question, guys. What is it? And then, you know, with essential oils, you know, do they have vibrational frequencies? It is said that they do, and that they are higher than other natural substances. And so some can boost your energy or aid in digestion or relieve stress or calm nerves. And they sound great, but I have seen people that that essential oil becomes, for lack of terms, like, if I don't put my essential oil on, then it's like I don't have my force field around me or something like that. And it's like, okay, is it something that enhances us, or is it something that we're worshiping? So those are questions I'm just throwing out there. You guys know where you are and where you are with that in your particular life. I'm just digging because I didn't grow up with it, and within the last couple of years is really when I've kind of tapped into them. And then, you know, crystals also have, you know, their own vibrational energy that interacts with our own energetic field. And again, I love pretty rocks. I always have. My mom, you know, when we would be out in nature or whatever, we were in an area where, you know, petrified wood was at, and we could find different pretty rocks. And sometimes she'd pick up a rock and she'd be like, oh, look how pretty. And I'd be like, that is a rock. But to her, it was very pretty. So just throwing that out there. I want to say hello to a couple of friends of mine that have been so sweet to reach out and send me messages, or even say messages on the air when they're calling into queue. And so Karen from the East Coast and Robin Lee, you guys are so sweet and so kind and so encouraging, and many others that have reached out also. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. It's kind of weird to be able to share, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly as you're kind of walking it out. And to say that you've cried with me and that you've laughed with me is, it's so, that goes directly to the heart. And I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you and how much I love you. I have my group of ladies that I was in a class with, Lucia, Nicola Evans, and you guys are so wonderful and so kind and so supportive. And that is what we need in this world. We need our people to just, you know, I'm here for you. If you're having a bad day, I'm here for you. If you're having a great day, I'm here for you for that too. And I do want to say to Lisa, I have your question, and I will pose this to Q on the next show. So stay tuned at 3 o'clock, and I'll pose this question to him. I am not familiar with this particular person, did not do a lot of study, but I will pose the question, but I'm not going to be able to provide a lot of background. But thank you for sending me that question, and I will get that on the air for you. I love each and every one of you, and I am so grateful that you guys have taken this journey with me and continue to walk out these steps with me. Some days I feel like I've made a lot of progress, and other days I feel like I am so still stuck in this mud that I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to put it in four-wheel drive and drive out of this. But it's nice to know that I've got people on either side of the mud trench going, go, 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 sunshine, go, and saying, you got this. And, you know, for so many others, I won't name you by name, but you know who you are. So many others that are there that have written me or called me or texted me and said that, you know, you're there for me. It means the world, because you're now my family. I don't really have that close-knit family anymore. So thank you. Thank you for pressing in to Source in you and reaching out and knowing that it's wonderful to know that people are reaching out to me and saying, hey, can we connect, or can we chat, or wow, you shared a vision that is exactly what I'm thinking about, and let's get together and let's just bring it forth. Let's just make it manifest. And I'm like, I'm in. So I am so encouraged by the beautiful light that I see in each and every one of you, and the light that I experience from each and every one of you, from the calls that I hear when you're on with Q on timelines and on homesteading and then on project review. I don't know if Q ever intends to take calls on being inspired or not, but we so sense your presence on that 2-hour show. I giggle sometimes whenever he pauses and he goes, "They're waiting for the answer." I'm like, with bated breath. They are so on the edge of their chairs. And I giggle because it's tangible. It's literally tangible in feeling your energy on that call. And so thank you for being a part and for welcoming me to step in on Q's show. It's been amazing. And I am so beyond grateful for your love and your support. We do feel it. And I miss Osho. I really don't ever, I don't ever plan to say that I would ever fill her shoes because she's quite amazing. But if I can pose the questions to Q and Mermaid and open up new doors for us to go down and rabbit holes for us to go down together and to get more information out to you guys, I'm all there. So I do submit myself to Q and Mermaid for them to speak to me and to guide me and lead me whenever we do the call together. And I look forward to always asking Source, lead me, guide me, direct me, speak through me. And that I, as I always say, that I decrease, you know, in the false me so that the true me can live through me. And so that we can ask the questions and to get the answers and to get the direction for those that are listening. BBS, I think I'm going to end it a little early. And I'm going to go get some water and take a little bit of a break before we come back at the top of the hour. So if that is okay with you, just type me a little note so I know you've got me. And we will go from there. I love you guys. Thank you, BBS Radio. Much, much, much love and support to you guys. And I will be back at the top of the hour with Q, being inspired with Q. Bye. Love you.